The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, March the 1st. And we've really got a very special program today, something that I think you're going to be excited about. I know I am when I heard about it. It's called People to People Ambassadors. And I want to introduce you, first of all, to Mel Mercer. Actually, the students call you Mr. Mel, right?
Mr. Mel.
And we've got four special students with us today that we're going to meet in just a minute. But tell me, what is People to People Ambassadors?
People to People Student Ambassadors is a group started by President Eisenhower shortly after World War II. Mm-hmm. And he thought that it'd be important that if more students, student age, would get to know the other cultures and other countries, that maybe the wars could be avoided. So he started the organization of student ambassadors in hopes that they could build some bridges of peace.
What a wonderful idea that. I mean, that is, when you think about it, it makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. Because our future is in the hands of these 13 and 14-year-olds that we have here today.
Yes, they are.
How many people-to-people ambassadors are there around the country?
I'm told every summer up to 100,000 students from fifth grade through senior in high school will be traveling.
100,000 students.
Seven continents, and every state in the union is represented by an elementary group, a junior high group, and a high school group.
Okay, so how does the program work? How are the students chosen, or do they choose that they want to do it?
Can be both. A teacher who knows the organization, like myself or other teachers, or people who've traveled as a child, as a student, can turn a student in call nominating them. Mm-hmm. And then they will get a letter in the mail to attend a meeting. And they show up at the meeting. They get to meet a local leader and find out who, if they're wanting to go.
So this is available to all the entire school
Absolutely.
System in central Missouri, around the whole state.
Oh, the whole country.
Yeah.
The whole country, yeah.
Who pays for this?
They do.
The students have to pay for it.
The students pay for it, but
the
majority of them.
For it.
Well, okay. They can raise money. They can have a fundraiser, or the parents can pay for it, or whatever. But usually my situation is the students will raise their own money to travel.
How many years have you done this?
This will be my fifth season traveling.
And you take different students each year?
I take my students, and I will be grouped with another delegation or more delegates from other states, and we'll travel the same adventure.
This is absolutely, it really is beautiful. Mm-hmm. You're going where?
This summer we're going to Europe. It's called the European Heritage. So one direction, we could fly into London. We'll go in to Normandy Beach into France, go through France up into Belgium and the Netherlands. We'll have a homestay in Germany.
Uh-huh.
And then go on into Austria. And then after that 20-day adventure, we're coming home.
Okay. I want to chat. You brought four students with you today, but how many? You have seven?
I have seven in my group.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there will be thousands going from around the
they
country.
They usually break us into delegates between 40 and 50, so I'll be with other leaders. And,
okay. Yeah. All right. Let me. And Mr. Mel, and that's what they call you. Loving
that's
you,
what
Mr.
They call
Mel.
Me, yeah.
Let's meet the students. First of all, you are?
Brianna Evans.
And you're from what school?
Higbee, Missouri.
Are you excited about going to Europe?
Yes.
Why did you decide that you wanted to be a part of People to People?
I thought it would be an amazing experience to visit Europe and see all the new different cultures.
And representing our country.
Yes.
And representing your generation. Because as I said earlier, it really is true. You students right now are our future. I'm so glad that you're doing this, and I hope you have a fantastic time. I want to meet the next one. You are?
I'm Madison Ratcliffe.
And what school?
California, Missouri.
Why did you decide you wanted to be part of this?
I decided I wanted to be part of this because I would help make world peace.
Yeah. You're having to raise all of your own money to go. Are you having any fundraisers yourself?
Yes, I'm having a chili supper is one
Okay,
idea.
Cooking the chili yourself? You're doing all the cooking yourself.
Well, my grandma, too.
Okay. Give grandma some credit there. And then we have?
Caitlin Bland.
And what school, Caitlin?
Vienna, Missouri.
And what are you doing to raise money to go?
I am doing fundraisers. And most of them are just like...
Trying to raise money, asking people. Okay. But why did you decide that you wanted to be a part of this?
I decided I want to be a part of this because it's a really great opportunity.
What are you most excited about?
Probably getting to have a host in Germany.
Yeah, and meeting the people and sharing what it's like living in the United States and seeing what it's like to live in Germany. Okay, and last but not least, the last guy that we have, or the only guy that we have today, you are?
Kieran Peterson.
And what school?
Kenan Christian Academy.
In Fulton. And you're also doing fundraising to raise money to go?
Yep.
Okay. Why are you excited about going? What's the thing that you're looking forward to most?
Learning about different cultures and, representing America.
So you're going to England, you're going to France and Austria, where else?
Austria, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany.
Okay. All right. Well, they're going to be world travelers. I hope you all have a fantastic time while you're there. And you're wonderful representatives of our country, just looking at your faces. If people listening would like to help out Dr. Mel, what can they do?
They can email me.
Okay, what's your email address?
That's melptp13@embarkmail.com.
Oh, okay. Mel.
M-E-L.
Okay, Mel P-T-P.
P-T-P, people to people.
People to people.
Yeah, 13, that's the year.
Okay.
At embarkmail.com.
Oh, that's pretty simple then.
Yeah, MailPTP13
for the year at embark.com. And you will give them all the information.
All the information they want to know.
About people to people. And if people would, if they would like to help out financially, well, you're not going to say no there, are you?
No, I'm going to say no, but I'm also opening the door to students age 5th grade through high school that if they would like to get involved maybe next year.
It's too late for...
It's a little too late to get in right now because we're going to be traveling in July this year. So it's going to be kind of hard to raise the money now that we're in February and try to make this trip. But they can go ahead and get to the website, peopletopeople.com, do a little research and find out some of the places that we go, learn about what we do as student ambassadors.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. And I tell you what, I'd like to have – you're going July in the end of July.
We're going to beginning of July and coming back end of July.
Oh, you're going the
beginning
of July.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Right after 4th of July, they're going to kick us out.
So you're going to and you're going to be there for almost a month.
20 days.
All right. Well, safe traveling to you.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see you before you go, though.
Yes, okay? Sir. Be great.
All right. Give them that email address one more time.
melptp13@embarkmail.com.
Got it. All right. We're out of time for today. Monday, Columbia Second Chance or Second Chance will be on with us and Salvation Army Concert. We'll tell you all about that. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Charles Minshew and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll look for you Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.